If there's been a storm and then the rain stops and the clouds are disappearing and the sun is coming out, we say the weather is...
It's clearing.
What do you call a very hard rain that doesn't last long?
Using a shower.
What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
The mantle.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Andirons.
What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Well, we have two names we call it. Sometimes we call it light wood and sometimes kindling, whichever one I guess
okay.
is more convenient.
And that's, they're both the same thing?
They mean the same
okay.
thing.
What do you call a big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in?
Wardrobe.
Okay. And what about something that's built into the wall where you can hang clothes?
Well, a closet, usually called a closet.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house, the outside of a wooden house?
Weatherboarding. Siding.
Okay.
Siding. You say weatherboarding.
No, that's fine. I want, you know, just any name, all of them,
okay.
if you think of two or three,
okay.
I'd be happy to get them all.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed?
Well, porch.
What do you call a small porch that might not have a roof?
Veranda. Ah, patio.
What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where the cows are enclosed before milking?
Lot. We call lot. I don't know what another name.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones?
Wall or fence made out of rocks or stones.
What do people use
them? It's made from rock or stone.
Just rocks or stones piled up.
Oh, stone wall, what
okay.
I would call it.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying water or milk?
Pail.
And how about the same thing if it's made out of metal?
Oh, I would call it pail still. In some instances, they call them buckets.
Okay.
When I was growing up, that was the word we used. We already used pail instead of buckets.
All right. What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan, when I was growing up, they called them skillets, iron
okay.
skillets.
And a frying pan and a skillet are the same thing?
Same thing, but of course, no, I wouldn't say they are, because as I remember when I was a kid, they called those iron, the skillets, they had the legs to them.
Uh-huh,
you know,
okay.
Because they have one side there, they are the same thing, but... I think it's different from the frying pan that
okay.
go for a heavy vessels.
What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of, where you turn the water on and off?
Oh, well, the spigot.
And what do you call the same thing if it's on a barrel?
I would call it the same thing.
Okay. And what about if it's out in the yard?
Hydrant.
When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what are they put into for you to carry them home?
A few cans of food. Well, use a paper bag.
What do you call a large bag that's made out of loosely woven cloth and 100 pounds of potatoes or 100 pounds of chicken feed might come in?
Boiler bag.
What do you call a musical instrument that's about that long and about that high and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it?